And I think it's safe to say that no one looks like Ermeto Pascual. With his long, frizzy white hair and beard and his tinted glasses. And no one sounds like him either. He can conjure beautiful sounds out of, well, just about anything, from tea kettles to PVC pipes to traditional woodwinds. Pascual is a legend among fans and musicians. I mean, Miles Davis called him that crazy albino. And earlier this year, the New England Conservatory awarded the Brazilian an honorary Doctor of Music degree. The 81-year-old recently got together with his group for a new album, their first in 15 years. Beto Arcos has this profile.
Ermeto Pascual can come up with a melody at the drop of a hat.
Uma melodia assim, por exemplo.
And you can go on like this until your body can't take it anymore and you die of happiness. That's what music is for me.
Pascual says he's written 9,000 compositions.
É porque eu sou 100% intuitivo.
It's because I'm 100% intuitive. I don't premeditate anything. I feel it. Everything I do is about feeling. When something happens, I don't say, now I'm going to do that. No. If I want to write the music, I start creating. Every piece of my music, even the one I write on a piece of paper, I consider an improvisation.
There's a lot of people who make music, people who compose, people who play, people who teach. Ermeto is different. Ermeto is music.
Pianist Jovino Santos Neto is a professor of music at Seattle's Cornish College of the Arts. He was a member of Pascual's band for 15 years and is the archivist of his work.
He's like a source or a spring that's just gushing that water, and that water is music. He's the genius that channels it, but the music really comes from somewhere else. There's a saying, I think it's a John Cage thing that said that music is playing all the time. Music is continuous. We just kind of dip into it once in a while. But Ermeto is fully immersed in it. So because of that, whenever you are close to him, the music is just coming out.
Ermeto Pascual was born in a small farming town in the northeastern Brazilian state of Alagoas. He dropped out of school in the fourth grade. There was no such thing as special education back then for a child with the vision problems that come with albinism. His father taught him to play the accordion, and in the early 1960s, Ermeto moved to Rio de Janeiro. By then, he'd picked up piano and flute and began recording with some of the new generation of Brazilian musicians, including Quarteto Novo. Quarteto Novo's percussionist was Ayrton Moreira, who went on to play with Chick Corea and Miles Davis. Moreira recommended Pascual to Davis, and the trumpeter recorded with the Brazilian on the album Live Evil. Pianist Jovino Santos Neto says Pascual's composition, Little Church, was inspired by the Brazilian's childhood memory of hearing his mother and her friends singing to the Virgin Mary.
And they sing these beautiful hymns, and he would hear these voices wafting through the walls of the church. He was scared to go inside. So he'd sit outside and listen as his mother was singing. So he wrote this gorgeous melody.
Hermeto Pascual recalls an interview Davis gave in which the trumpeter was asked how he liked to return from the afterlife.
I would like to be a musician like that crazy albino. He used to call me crazy Brazilian albino. And to make music like that of Hermeto Pascual, I was very happy when I heard that.
That's typical of Pascual's personality, says Jovino Santos Neto. In the more than 40 years he's known the older musician, Pascual has never changed.
He never aged, and he's at the same time, he has this, being a very complex personality. He is both the wise old man because of the white hair, but he's also the prankster, the 16-year-old who's really crazy to play a prank on somebody and to laugh and to make jokes. So he's exactly that.
Pascual doesn't make jokes about his honorary Doctor of Music degree from the New England Conservatory. He says it's one of the greatest recognitions of his life. But he says this acknowledgement reinforces something he's believed for a long time.
Hermeto não faz música brasileira, faz música no Brasil.
Hermeto doesn't make Brazilian music. He makes music in Brazil. Therefore, Hermeto is a Brazilian citizen only on a piece of paper. But in my music, I'm universal.
And as the title of his new album says, Hermeto Pascual will always be in the world of sounds. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
I like this.